Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Yerushalmi daf Tzadi Ches, and we are on Tzadi Zayin Mabez. By the Mishnah, as we're talking about other issues of Hatzalah from a fire on Shabbos. So the Mishnah's discussed earlier about what Kisvei HaKodesh one is allowed to save. That's the name of the perek, called Kisvei HaKodesh, where, and we extended it to the TKS Sefer and the Tikkat Tefillin, and where you're allowed to save it to, as we discussed. So now we spread out in terms of not just Kisvei HaKodesh, but what about food? How much food one is allowed to save? And as we'll see in the Mishnah here that we're talking about, even if there is no Isser Durabanan that I'm violating, even if it's to a Chatzer HaMa'ura, but there's still going to be limitations on the amount that Chazal allowed one to take out. So Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Seudos, a person is allowed to take out enough food for three meals. Haray la adam la adam, haray la behema la behema. Enough food, haray la adam la adam, right? Whatever food is enough for human consumption for three meals, la adam, haray la behema la behema. So this is a little unclear. Does that mean that enough food for three meals for a dog also? A dog eats shalosh shudus on Shabbos. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, yeah, because the halach is that whenever you eat, your animals have to eat. And because of that, if you're animal is, if you're eating at three meals, then you have a chiyuv to eat that too. Tamua, to gimel sudis behema lama, but nearly a pain majakasa, but it says in brachas daf mem, also ladam lechal sheetin lebehemto. So in a chinami, all three meals. Maybe it relates to the, idea that, we know one of, I think it's the Balaturim, like one of the, Rishonim say on the isser of Kilai behema. One is not allowed to cross work animals. Put two different animals on a wagon together, a horse and a cow, or the like. So some nachlogus rishonim, nachlogus rabbim in the rush, whether that applies to any two different animals, even if two kosher and two not kosher, or if it's dafka one kosher, one not kosher on a daraisa level. So I think it's the Balaturim there that says if it's one kosher and one not kosher, why? Because one of the animals is going to be chewing its cud. And one of them is not going to be chewing its cud. So the one that's not chewing its cud is going to look at the one that's chewing its cud and see like they're regurgitating. And he's like, oh, they're eating lunch. I want lunch. Right? It's going to be more tzar balechayim, by looking and not being able to eat. And therefore, that's, part of the reason of, kilai behema. So maybe that's a similar idea here. If every time the animal sees the people eat, you know, that's what they're going to want to eat. And that's why roi la behema also applies there. Ketzad, meaning, and what exactly is the case? So machlokas tanoim. So Tanakama says it depends exactly when the fire fell out. You could save enough food for the rest of Shabbos. That's the yesod. On the rest of Shabbos. So the question is, how many meals are there left to Shabbos? So nafla t'leikim b'leili Shabbos, if the fire fell on a Friday night. And again, as we emphasized, that many, if there's any type of chash bikuach nefesh, and most fires nowadays, you know, we'd have to put it out. You know, that's it's bikuach nefesh in terms of its spreading. But if it's a small, let's say whatever it is in the days of old, where it's just was an issue of bikuach nefesh or even bikuach any type of sakana. So ketzad nafla d'leikim b'leili Shabbos basilin mazon shalosh sudos. If it's Friday night, then you could save three meals. You have three meals left. We'll see exactly what, when exactly it fell. B'sha'achris, Matzil Mazon Shtei Sudos. B'sha'achris, there's two meals left, so you can save two. B'mincha, Matzil Mazon Suda Achas. In the afternoon, you can save one meal. There's one meal left, and therefore, that's what you could save. Rabbi Yosa Omer, La'ola Matzil Mazon Shalosh Sudos. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you can always save three meals, because once three meals is the shear, then it doesn't go by, when it is on Shabbos. That's the amount. You see in the Karbat Eida, La'ola Mumatzil, Hol V'yoma Bar Hachihu, since this day is a Bar Hachi of those amount of meals, U'behatera Tarach, because they have to all remember, T'habnei Tiltul Ninu. We're not talking about anything Muksa, we're talking about food, and we're talking about a case where you're taking it out to a Chatzar HaMu'urav, unlike the previous Mishnah. So it's all Mutter. So Chazal limited you, and we'll see why in the Gemara. But that's why Rabbi Yossi says, at least in this case, in this measurement, you could always take out the amount of three meals. Again, three meals on Shabbos is a learned out from a drasha. Is that a din to araisa? Is that a din to rabban? It's at least a din to rabbanan. At least again, it's a fulfillment of Onik Shabbos, but it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara talks about the source for how many meals on Shabbos. We'll get to the other sheet. But the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Chayiv, Kamasudas Chayiv Adam Lecha B'Shabbos. How many meals does a person have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. Three meals. Rabbi Chitka Omer Arba. Rabbi Chitka says four. Listen, we'll get to Rabbi Chitka later. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Vishneim Mikra Lecha Darshu. And they both Darshu in the same Pasuk. So again, it sounds like a real Drasha Gemura. They three get based on the pasuk. The pasuk says in Bishalach, Vayomer Moshe Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lom Sipsu Basada, says the word Hayom three times in the pasuk, referring to food relating to Shabbos. So Rabbi Chitka Omer, Savar, Hani, Tlasa Hayom, Labar Meirta, three Hayoms, so three meals during the Yom, meaning besides the night one. And that's where Rabbi Chitka says you have to have four meals on Shabbos. One at night and three by day. For Rabbanan Savri, Bahadi de'urta tna. No, including the one at night. And therefore there's three meals altogether. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Bahachot Tarakama, and Rabbi Chitka. Machlokas, there is a interesting, I would say it's even a lishitaso of Yerach HaShulchan. Yerach HaShulchan. Yerach HaShulchan, maybe three lishitasos. Let's see if I can remember all of them. Yerach HaShulchan is a strong shita that, you know, each of these three meals that we pass has to be in this another time, the separate time zone of Shabbos. One at night, one in the morning, and one in the afternoon. Right? That's generally what we do. Generally what we do. We have one meal at night, one meal before Chatzos, and he's very strong. You have to have it before Chatzos. Right? It can't be, put two meals in the same time period. And that is why the Aruch HaShulchan is very strong when it comes to Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos, where we have that question of what to do for Shalosh Udus, because after all, you're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to eat matzah the whole day. So that's why you have to finish eating chametz by whenever it is, 10 o'clock in the morning. Many poskim say, okay, so what do you do is you split the meal in the morning, you dive in very early, and you wash, and you have a piece of chicken, and then you bench, and you take a walk, and then half an hour later, then you wash again, and you have Shalosh Udus. Right, because you want to be yotzei shalosh udus lechadchila with bread, as we know that is lechadchila. There are those that say that, but the Aruch HaShulchan says you can't do that because you have to have one at each time zone. Therefore, you could have two in the morning. So he says maybe here you can rely on the other shittas that you could have chicken or meat or fruit for the afternoon, one and have it in the afternoon because that you could have in the afternoon. Or the Aruch HaShulchan then says an amazing chiddush. In Hilchos Pesach, and there are every social Shabbos around Tuf Mem Dalet or so, that maybe this Shalosh Udus, this Erev Pesach, Shecholias B'Shabbos, there is no Chiyuv of Shalosh Udus. Because he's so strong in his belief that Shalosh Udus has to be, number one, bread. I didn't emphasize that part of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, though he defends Klal Yisrael many times in their failings, and the defenses of what Klal Yisrael does, once in a while the Aruch HaShulchan is charif about, no, there's no defense, but Klal Yisrael have to do this. One of them is right here. He says, Kivan Shadas, this is a Reish Sadi Aleph, Kivan Shadas, Harif HaRabam, Vaharosh, Vatur, Vashulchan Aruch. Any, have anybody to go up against those five? Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Tur, Shulchan Aruch. They all say you have to have bread. Lechadchila. Chalila lahakel bazeh. V'aveira gedola biyad hamakilim bazeh latzesi mibinei targima. You're going to have some mizonos. V'yesh lahazir alzeh ma'od ma'od v'ein heter kiyim l'cholev ha'mezalzlam b'sudah shlishis latzesi nechavasam below pas asidim litenes adin. Right, that's the strong lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, A, you have to have bread. B, you have to have each one in the separate time zone. So what are you going to do Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos? You're stuck. Because you can't have bread in the afternoon. So what he's supposed to do? That's why he comes up with his huge chiddush gadol. Ah, there's no chiyuv of shalosh udus on that Shabbos. Just like, what's his mashal? Yom Kippur. The same God that told me Yom Kippur told me shalosh udus. So the same, he told me, yeah, I don't eat shalosh udus when it's Yom Kippur, shalosh b'Shabbos. So too with Erev Pesach, shalosh b'Shabbos. Because he's so strong in his other views of shalosh udus, he has to come up and say that. But either way, this reflects, even without the Aruch HaShulchan, the importance of shalosh udus. To make sure to have three meals, or even on Matzilin, Hatzalah, we allow three meals on Shabbos because that is the minimum. And what one has to do, again, men and women equally, men and women have the equal chiyuv of Shalosh Udus. One has to remember, do you have to make kiddush of Shalosh Udus? You have to make kiddush of Shalosh Udus. That's the machlokes, what the Rambam meant. The Rambam, the tour seems to have understood the Rambam as making kiddush of Shalosh Udus. And the Kesef Mishnah argues. Kesef Mishnah says that's not what the Rambam meant. The Rambam says you make Kiddush twice. And the Rambam says, you're koveya kol su'uda al hayayin of Shabbos. Koveya kol, that doesn't mean kiddush. That means to have wine during the meal. Koveya kol su'uda al hayayin, but not kiddush. And that's why, unusual, one of the few times where the Shulchan Aruch tells you what you don't have to do. Right? Usually Shulchan Aruch tells you what you have to do. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Sadi Aleph Sif Dalet. Ein sarach lekadish b'shu d'shlishas. You don't have to make kiddush. Aval tzarach levsol shteki karas. You have to have lecha mishnah. You have to have lecha mishnah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, you know, if you want to be yotze, the shita of the v'tov lahadir levarach aliyayin b'tocha suda. Right, it's good to be get some wine during the suda. Sharat ziyun latzeis bazedas harambam shesover kain ayin kesed mishnah. So that's the to have some wine during the meal. My kids don't get the wine. Rambam. Right, that's the to have them that the wine during the meal again, but not as a kiddush. Okay, so we have machlokas tanoim about saving the meals on Shabbos, whether it's depending when you save when the fire is or it's always three. Continues the Gemara. So the Gemara is bothered implicitly. What are we worried about? We're talking about food. We're not talking about going to a chatzar she'enu mu'urav. We're talking about going just taken from the house to a mutter place. So why would there be a limit about how much food you're allowed to take out? So two days. Number one, Rabbi Bun Bar Chia b'shem Rabbi Ba Bar Mamol to Rabbi Nechemya. Maybe this is like Rabbi Nechemya's opinion, who we're going to have later on in the Mishnayos. To Amar Einu Nitalan El Tzarach. Rabbi Nechemya has a very wide ranging shita of muksa, right? And he says, even regarding food, he has the limit, right? This is later on in a couple of days. Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, right? 17th parak is all about muksa. Right? The second half of the third parak, we already discussed muksa. The second half of Kira had a number of muksa mishnayos, but a lot of muksa is in the 17th parak, in parak halakalim. So there you have Rav Nechemya Shita on Kuf Yud Tes, Amid Beis. You have Rav Nechemya Omer, Eini Talin. The Tanakhama says, all kalim can be moved. Litzarech and Shalotzarech. We'll get to Klishavah to Lizrach, Yudvashalat to Heter. What's it talking about? Rav Nechemya has this limit. No, you can't move them. Elo Litzarech. So if you would have read that Mishnah, you might have thought the whole discussion is only about kalim. Our Gemara is a huge chiddush. We're applying it to food. That food also, there's limits in terms of you're only allowed to handle food on Shabbos that you need for Shabbos, according to this understanding of Rav Nechemya Shita. And that's why you're only allowed to take food out for three meals, because that's what you need on Shabbos, and you can't take out more than that. Rav Nechemya Damar Eini Talin Ela Litzarech. Wow, big chiddush. Right, and that's the first carbon eda. Masnisa do seres lahatzel yosem yigimel sudas, the mishnah that asers you from taking more than three meals out. Afagav de behetera katarach, even though you're being osik beheter. Mi di de chazi, something that's roi, it's food. Ula chatzer amureves. So what are you limited to? Mishum de Reb Nechemya, damer emetalten el dover shu tzarach Shabbos. Right, only that even with food. Meaning, and you can't even do it to protect the food for the food's sake. Only what you are allowed to do. So it's within the world of muksa. Within the world of muksa. One. Rabbi Yossi says no. Right, Rabbi Yossi says, Taima de Rabbanan, the reason for the Rabbanan, you see the Karbana Eda, Klomer la'olam Karbanan amiyasya. You don't have to limit it to Reb Nechemya. Right, it's even according to the Rabbanan. Why then would you be limited in terms of how much food you could handle? Taima de Rabbanan taman, Kol ma sheyish bebayis min hamuchan. Everything that you have in your house is min hamuchan. Fine, you're allowed to eat it. Bram hacha imata omer kain. If you say you could carry out as much food as you want, afu matzah min hayom lamachar. You're going to be focusing on tomorrow. You're going to be focusing on doing extra malacha, hachana for the next day, and that's why the Chazal asserted. Better to violate bal tashchis implicitly, right, and let the food get destroyed, than to carry it out and act from Shabbos l'chol. That are the 2 days in the Gemara, whether it's just for Rav Nechemya or even according to the Rabbanan. Issues of Muksa, again, we're going to review this again when we get to the 17th Perek, but once Rav Nechemya was mentioned, remember there are four different Svaras given for the whole world of Muksa that was created. We did this Rambam Ravid in the third Perek, and Be'ez Hashem we're going to do it in the 17th Perek. But that's what we do over and over again to remember the halachas. The Rambam and the Ravid at the end of the 24th parak discuss what is the reason that Chazal created the world of Muksa. The Rambam says, Asru chachamim letaltel miksas dvarim b'shabes kederach shosu b'chol. There are third, you can't handle. Chum asr handling certain items on Shabbos like you handle during the week. Right? You're not allowed to. And according to this version of Rabbi Chemi, even food. Wow. Mipnei ma nagu b'isr zeh. Why? So the Rambam has three svaras. Ma'im is yiru neviim v'sivu. Shlo yehi lucha b'shabbos ki lucha b'chol. If the neviim already said that my hiluch should be different, my walking on Shabbos should be different, and my talking should be different, if my walking and my talking, so my involvement should be different. So I don't think of it as a weekday. I recognize the difference in this day. I could just be involved in weekday activities the whole day. Just carrying things and moving things and cleaning things. So Chazal wanted to be different in my eyes. Number one. Number two, Gzeira Mishum Malacha. If I'm involved in, let's say, a klisha malacha la iser, so then I might come to do malacha. If I'm able to handle pens and staplers and scissors and the like, and computers, so that I might come to, and phones, I might come to use them if I'm allowed to handle them. Number two. Va'od, and number three, is not mitzad the person himself, but some people, especially in thinking of the days of old, before electricity and before the modern times, if you have Yoshvei Kronos, some people who wouldn't work, then their Shabbos day would look no different than their weekday. There's no recognizable shvisa. And therefore, that's the reason why they created this. The Ravid adds on and says, but what about the Gemara? The Gemara has another pshat, and that is Gzeir Mishim Hotsa'a. There's a line like that in the 17th parak, that if you handle everything, you might come to carry it out. Either way, these are all connected to the world of muksa, many different types of muksas, and that's where Reb Nechemiah comes in. So 2 days in our Gemara. Is this an issue of muksa, Reb Nechemiah, or is this an issue of hachana? Good. Next, masnisa. So the Gemara here, the Havamina thinks that when it says Friday night, that you're allowed to save three meals. So when Friday night? You eat your meal right when you come home from shul. So we're assuming it was after you ate your first meal, and you're still allowed to save three meals. Oh, maybe the Mishnah's like Rabbi Chidka. He's just named differently here. Masdisa de Rabbi Hundikis de Amar. We switch the girsa. De Amar will go with the carbonated girsa. De Amar Ochlin b'Shabbos Dalet Sudos. Right? Is our Mishnah like that opinion? Four Sudos? Because we're talking about a case where the fire broke out after the first meal, and therefore you have three meals left. So the Gemara says no. Tiptar Pishanafla Tlaika Balayli Shabbat Achloachla. No, the Mishnah can be talking about a case where the fire started before you ate the first meal, and therefore that is why you're allowed to save three meals. No, Gemara says there in the Bavli that's what it has to be. That's what it has to be. Fine. So Gemara says, wait a minute, Yom Kippurim. So what about on Yom Kippur? If the fire breaks out on Yom Kippur, where you have no meals to eat. Michael Amay Mars, what are you gonna do? You're not allowed to save any food? If it's Yom Kippur, al dateon de Rabbanan, lo yatzel klum, according to the Rabbanan, right, not Reb Nechemiah, you can't save anything because you can't prepare for anything after Shabbos. What are you going to eat? You're going to starve. You're not going to have any food. Right, we don't assume that you have neighbors to go to. So, al dateon lo yatzel klum, parenthetically, it's clear that maybe you're worried about issues, not clear. It could be that this Gemara reflects Hotzah. Is there Erev of Hotzah on Yom Kippur? Right, some Achronim wonder about that. That's an issue about, you know, needing an Erev Yom Kippur. But either the Gemara says, you're not going to have any food, according to the Rabbanan, because you're not allowed to save anything. So Gemara says, no. Kol ama modi shematzilin mazon suda achas b'rei sakana. No, but if you're not going to have anything to eat, you're allowed to. You're allowed to prepare. Right, the Gemara says, there's a knivas yarek you're allowed to do on Yom Kippur afternoon. Right, there are certain allowances that we have for food purposes for after Yom Kippur. So here too, one would have that. Interesting, Yom Kippur, again, not our topic right now, but it does come up here, and that is, Yom Kippur is counted as an asay and a los asay. Even though the los asay is not so clear. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat on Yom Kippur. It doesn't say that anywhere. It says, afflict yourself. Right? Afflict yourself. That's the mitzvah's asay. Ve'inisem es nafsho seichem. That's a mitzvah's asay, right? Chinuch, shin yud gimel. Latsum b'yom asir b'chishrei. Yom Kippur, b'asar l'chodesh v'yidisim es nafsho seichem. And there are some Rishonim, some Gaonim that only quote the asay. But the Chinuch and the Rambam also called a lo saseh, but what's the lo saseh? It doesn't say anywhere don't eat. It says anyone who does not ma'ana themselves. Right, but that's counted. There's a word lo there, but it's kind of a lo, it's a different type of lo suneh that you're not allowed to do something. Most lo saseh is, formulated a little clearer. But there's a reason. Sholecha v'lishos b'yom kippurim. Sh'ne'emar, this is Shin Tazayin. Ki kol ha'nefesh asher lo su'uneh be'etzem ha'yom hazeh v'nechrasa. So it's a flow from the mitzvah saseh of inui, but it's counted as two. It's counted as two in the Rambam and in the Chinuch, I think one of the Gaonim. Sadi Gaon only counts the essay. Okay. Continue. Tini matzilin l'chole. And we're gonna switch this girsa to on the side. You're allowed to say what kind of food? How? A specific tailor-made is the amount of food that you're allowed to save. Tani matzil l'chole ulezakein kebenoni. A chole or an elderly person who eat less, we assume, you could save as much as a regular average person, even though if you're saving it for them, as much as for an average person, you can be mekel. Ularavton, and according to someone who eats a lot, kedei mezono, as much as he usually eats, which is both sadim l'kula here. Because again, the whole thing is really just a limitation of a dvar heter. Ma'arvin l'chole ulekatan kedei mezon ularatam mevenos. So what about eriv? When you make an eriv chateras, how much food you have to set for an eriv? For a chole, for a katan, again mekel kedei mezona, only amount that he would eat, which is less. Ularatam mevenos. So in both cases of hatsala meha fire and the eriv, both of those are drabanans, therefore we're mekel in both. Tani ein ma'arimin. Rabbi Yossi Barbun Amar Ma'arimin. Are you allowed to do the trick, a subterfuge? What do you mean, ha'arama? What ha'arama are we talking about here? Are you allowed to, see on the second wide line of the Karbana Eda, Ein Ma'arimin, Lezamein Orchim, Kadeshiyata Lekol Echad Gimel Sudos. The fire is starting, so you're going to go out. Anybody want to come for lunch? Right? And he started inviting. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to be Ma'arim? First opinion, first price says no. Second, Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, yeah, you can. You can be Ma'arim. And the Gemara says, "Is tani tani matzilin ve'achakach mezamein." One brisa says you're allowed to save a lot of food, even extra, and then invite your guests. Is tani tani mezamein ve'achakach matzil. Another say, "No, you can invite your guests first, and then you can save for them." So the Gemara says, "Manda amar matzil ve'achakach mezamein." The one that says you're allowed to save first before inviting. Manda amar marimin. So that's like marimin, meaning you're allowed to save food for people who you haven't even invited yet. That's a ha'arama. Uman damar mizamin v'acharkach matzil. According to the one who says mizamin first. No, first you have to invite. And then matzil, k'man damar ein ma'arimin. That's like the opinion that says you can't be ma'arim. First you have to have the guests. There is a question whether this is exactly the same shita. Because we said, even according to the one who said ma'arimin, could be that you can't be ma'arim once the fire started. So this could be even more of a mekel shita. Could be two shitas or three shitas. Okay, Tani. Af b'chabin lahatzil. So this is what we alluded to yesterday in the Ritva. This Brisa here says, maybe, not only, back to the first, to violate an Issa Drabanan, so you're allowed to violate Issa Drabanan, we said Rav Shimon, but maybe you're even allowed to put out the fire. That's also an Issa Drabanan, according to Rabbi Shimon. Well, I must answer Rabbi Shimon to Amar. Well, we're quoting a different Rabbi Shimon. We're quoting Rabbi Shimon at the end of Erevin, but it connects to the other Rabbi Shimon. Remember that Rabbi Shimon? That was the one that you're on the roof and the scroll fell out of your hands one side and it went all the way down to the street. So Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, not like the Tanakama, just turn it over and leave it. Rabbi Shimon says you can pull the whole thing back. The whole thing is a drabanan. If they kiss Yakodesh, you can pull it back. Rabbi Shimon also holds Malacha Shein Sukh Lagufa is Pater. So it could be maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, you could have put out the whole fire. Put out the whole fire. Again, Malacha Shein Sukh Lagufa is a more chamor Isra drabanan than other Isra drabanans. Right? Not all Isra drabanans are created equal. Right, the difference between Xeris and Malachis. But the Gemara seems to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, and maybe you can even put it out according to Rabbi Shimon. Period. Tani, af metamin lahatzil. Even if you have food that is kadosh, right, truma or meiser, you're tameh, you could go save the food. Metamin lahatzil. Vatani b'chol kodesh lo sika l'rabo sa truma. He truma, he meiser sheni. Right, so the mitamei lahatzil, and you could even save with but the Gemara asked it as a question first. Lo siga, you're not allowed to be mitamei truma and meiser sheni. There's no answer to that question, right? So the answer might be, Rav Chaim Kanievsky talks about this. He mentions a Mishnah that we have back in Trumas. could be that if it's going to get destroyed anyway, so then it could be that you could be metame it, because it's better than just letting it get destroyed. Or it's not clear, because the Mishnah is there talk about, are you allowed to catch it in a tame barrel, not be metame directly with your hands? But either way, the Gemara here does not give an answer. The Gemara just says, you're allowed to be metame, and the Gemara says, what do you mean? Isn't there an issur of tumah? No answer, but seems that, you know, there are heterim here. It could be because it's going to be destroyed anyway. My kedun, so you ask the Gemara, my kedun, what's that question? So if you're allowed to save truma and maaser sheni, are you allowed to save more than the limited amount that the Mishnah said? So the Gemara says, yeah, ubevach lo yasa b'shabes k'derach shosu b'chol. Karban Eida understands that as, you can save as much as you want, as long as you do it b'shinui, as long as you carry it out in an unusual way. It seems like all these cases that is a very calm, like go back and forth, even though there's a fire going on. He's like, there's a back and forth and back and forth. Again, unusual for us. We think fires spread pretty quickly. You don't have time to, like, go back and forth. Tani, kishen shem atzilim min adleika, just like you're allowed to save from this situation of a fire, kach matzilim miyad agayas, miyad anahar, miyad amapolis, miyad kol davar she'oved. Any type of dangerous situation for your property, there's an enemy attacking, there's a river that's going to flood, there's a building that's shaky, all these things, you know, you're allowed to save in these circumstances, period. Next Mishnah. Matilin sal molik ikaros. Even though you're only allowed to save a certain amount of food, if it's all in one basket, you can take out the whole basket, even if there's a lot of food in there. Avo b'shiyish bo'at mea sudos, even if there's 100 sudos. The eagle shall dvela v'chavirel shall yayin. Or if you have one cake of dvela or one barrel of wine, you can save it all as one thing. V'yomer la'achem bo'at batzil lachem. And when it's regarding food, you could tell everyone else, anybody want food? Please come. But even though deep down, it's really your food. But what happens? If they were smart, meaning they're doing all this work for you on Shabbos. So if they were smart, they could, after Shabbos, not give you back the food. They won't give you back the food until you pay them. You know, basically, you're not giving away the food. You're not being mafkirit. They really understand that, you know, you really want more food, but you just can't take more. But so if they're smart, they'll do a cheshbon after Shabbos. Ulheicha matzilin osan. And all this food discussion that we've had is going to a lachatzer hamu'ureves. Because it's all mutter, as we said. And the reason it's usser is either because of a muksa issue or because of a hachana issue. But there's no issue of hotzah here. Ben Beseira Omer, like Ben Beseira said earlier, af l'sheina mu'ureves. Ben Beseira said no, even to a chatzer she'ena mu'ureves, like Ben Beseira said on yesterday's daf. You could even do it to a mafulash. He is a more mekel shita, even to a chatzer she'ena mu'ureves is allowed. Says the Gemara. One second. The Gemara says, you could save a basket full of food with 100 meals. Is that like Rabbi Yossi? Masi says Rabbi Yossi, Dambar la'ola matzilin mazon shalosh shudos. Is that like Rabbi Yossi, who had a more mekel shita in the first Mishnah in the parak? Where Rabbi Yossi says, doesn't matter when on Shabbos it is, you can save 3 meals. So is this reflecting that? And the Gemara says, no, as we explained it. Mikima shakula guf echad, kimi shakula suda achas. Since it's all in one basket, then it doesn't matter. Chazal didn't limit it in that way. All in one basket, so you can save as much as you want. Period. And you can tell others, save for yourself. Save for you, lachem. This is not such trickery, because it's like you invite guests on Shabbos. So when you say, who wants some food? That's so unusual. So they'll take it, even though after Shabbos, maybe they'll know that you want it back, and they'll give it back to you. But it's derech lahazmin orchim b'shabbos, and you're giving it to them. We discussed in the past the Ramah, the Taz, when you give food to somebody in your house on Shabbos, is it their food that you're giving them? Is it your food that they're eating? Nafkaminas. Hopefully we'll talk about that again soon. Ima yopik chenos in imo cheshbon lachar Shabbos, says the Gemara. So if they're smart, they'll do a cheshbon for you. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Taman Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah later on, Kufya Beis, Kufya Gimel. Let's say I'm borrowing something for you on Shabbos, and you don't really trust me about getting it back. So you're allowed to leave. We're going to have all these limitations about the language that you're allowed to say in terms of lending and borrowing. You can't have any business language. But the Mishnah there says, Maniach taliso etzlo, v'osi mocheshbon lachar Shabbos. I can leave my jacket. So that's basically the security. And therefore, you know, I'm not going to give you back the jacket until you give me back the stuff. So why over there do we need a security? Tama not to omer mashkune gabe. There you have to leave some type of security. Hachama yislach. Here they're just taking food. There's no security, right? They're just taking food. So Gemara says, omer bi abamari l'chach shaninu nikra pikech. That's exactly why, if they're smart, the language of the Mishnah is they're not going to give you back the food unless you pay them, you know, for their work that they did, even though you didn't explicate it, and you're not allowed to verbalize this work on Shabbos. But the Gemara says that's why Pikchus is here, because they'll keep it until you give it back to them. Period. Halacha ulisha mumotzi gas kol kli tashmisho. And to there, where's to there? That's the machlokas, what we just said. The Tanakama would say to the chatzer mu'reves. Ben Nisera would say even to the chatzer shein mu'reves. Let's go with the Tanakama. To your enclosed field, you could save all of your klei tashmisho. Meaning, not only svarim, not only food. Svarim you take even to a chatzer shein mu'reves. Food only to a chatzer mu'reves. Clothing to a chatzer mu'reves. Or other kelim. Belovich komashu yochalu bosh va'odiv komashu yochalatov. But you could put on as much clothing as you want. Carrying clothing is limited. But if you want to put on, you can put on as much clothing as you want. All the layers. Reb Yossi Omer Shmona Asar Kalim, 18 items of Kalim, that's the normal amount of clothing, says Reb Yossi, and the Gemara will list. V'chozer v'lovesh umotzi. This is going back to the Tanakama. The Tanakama says you can go back and forth, keep going inside your house to put on your clothing, six different layers, and then go out. V'chozer v'lovesh umotzi. Remember, because the whole point is, let's say, covet Shabbos, so you don't prepare for after, but if you have to do this in an unusual way, I guess you're giving kavod Shabbos. V'omelacherim bovatzilu imi. Regarding the clothing, you could say, please save with me. Unlike the food, save for yourself. Why the different lashon? We'll see. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shmona Asar Kelim. Rabbi Yossi Omer says there are 18 articles of clothing. By the way, mikterin, a coat. You see the carbon eda? Mantle. Mantle is a coat in Yiddish. Makterin, nikli, punda, pilyon, robe, all different types of clothing. Mafares, kolbin, shal pishton, chalak, shal tzemer, shtei ampalio, socks, shnei savrikin, shnei avrikin, shnei minalin. We're not exactly sure all of these, but they are shoes. V'kova shabarosho, v'chagur shabemasna, a hat, a belt, v'sujin, shal zroosav, and a sudar, a type of kerchief. V'yomalachem bo vatzilu imi. What's the difference in Lashon between food? You say save for yourself. While clothing you save with me, shekein darkan lahasho kalim b'shabbos. Because, after all, you lend clothing on Shabbos. So you say, lacherim, lachem. Because you assume that if somebody wants to borrow a shirt, you could do that. And that's considered appropriate and acceptable behavior. By the food, you invite guests to you on Shabbos. That's why you could say lachem. But this is imi, because it's yours that you're just lending out. Period. We'll have to stop here. As we get into Gram Kibui, the next daf in Kol HaKelim.